Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's time. It's the 12 days of holiday on Alice. Right. Thank you. There we go. On the first day of holiday, my true love gave to me a San Francisco Center gift card. $250 Westfield San Francisco Center gift card right now for caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Be caller 97. You get $250 to spend at Westfield. You can shop at Rolex and Coach and make happy returns, an easy and convenient way to return your online purchases from Everlane, Tradesy, and more. They have all kinds of conveniences over there.
Yeah, they do.
It's true. Westfield San Francisco Center, $250 for caller number 97 right now. Get counting, Hooman. All right, so there you go. It's 12 days of holiday. I think we're going through. Is this the last week of it, or is it end next week?
Maybe next week.
Well, it's 2 weeks till Christmas, right?
It exactly 2 weeks until Christmas, Vinny. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Maybe it ends like the 19th.
Oh.
My kid came up at dinner and goes, "Dad, how long is 2 weeks?"
Oh.
And I was like, well, I don't know. Is 14 days going to help at all?
Right.
How many sleeps is that?
14.
It's not working.
Can you put a calendar up?
Probably going to do that.
Oh,
but
you should do one of those chains. Remember doing the chains? I used to love that. I take one off every day.
Yeah, I never did that.
Oh. Paper chain.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you get the advent calendar?
It's too late. It already started 20.
What about the chain? That's late too. Don't dismiss the
14,
calendar.
Okay, fine. You're right. Get them both.
Are there presents under your tree for her?
Yes, already.
Does she like keep going by it?
You want to hear something funny?
Yeah.
We walked in. So before the tree, in which we got a week ago or whenever I chopped that thing down, there were some presents by the fireplace that the missus had already started sort of collecting. I walked in on her ripping one of the presents open. And I go, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "It had my name on it." And I'm like, "Oh my God, I'm telling mom." I freaked out. I didn't even know what to do. I couldn't believe she just thought she could dig into those things.
Yeah, Christmas.
Well, clearly
girl.
It's one of those, you know, ask for forgiveness, I guess.
Right.
She didn't come around going, you know, "Is it okay?" She just went for it.
Uh-huh. So then what happened?
Well, then she got in trouble. She'd opened something that, you know, was... So we're like, well, great. You just ruined some... there's some presents you just ruined.
Were they from other people, like, that have been sent for her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you wrap it back up, or do you just say, well, there you go?
Yep, there. It's ruined. I don't know what... I don't think she wrapped it back up. I think she went, well, there's that.
One less present for you,
Were there tears?
Yeah, there was... It was a whole scene,
tears,
man.
There's always tears, man. The kids. Mm-hmm. Did she put the toy away until, you can't have it until Christmas?
She didn't get it.
Yeah,
right.
No reward for that.
But it wasn't wrapped back up either, I don't think.
I thought she would have said something like, I'm fixing the wrapping.
No, she was just going for it.
Luckily, you walked in then and she hadn't opened all the presents. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Her name on it.
Yep.
Does Santa presents not make any kind of debut until?
How could they? Santa hasn't been here yet.
Okay.
That's ridiculous. What a question.
I don't know. Well, you said there's already presents out, so I thought, oh.
No. No, Santa doesn't come till Christmas Eve night, Sarah.
Well, that's
you didn't
right.
know that?
I forgot. You know, it's been a while.
Weirdo.
It's been since last year, so I'd forgotten how it all goes. Speaking of Christmas, and I believe we just were.
Right.
About 1,200 Americans were given 20 Christmas movies and TV specials and asked to name their favorites.
Okay.
So...
Does the war on Rudolph continue?
No, Rudolph is in there.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was part of a four-way tie for for like 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th place.
Mm. All right. Wonderful Life has to be high on that list.
It's tied for number one. So, and with only 9%. To, you know, because I guess people had to pick their single favorite.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So Wonderful Life is tied. Can you guess what?
Oh,
I mean,
A Christmas Story.
That is correct.
It was just on the other day. I watched a little bit of it.
That, is that the one where the kid just wants the air rifle
mm-hmm.
thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Sticks his tongue to the pole.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a really good one. It's cute. It's A Wonderful Life. I feel like maybe I've just seen it too many times. I'm just mm-hmm. over it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Am I crazy? Yeah. Guess some. There's some ones in here that are.
Is Home Alone on there?
Home Alone is number three. It's tied with National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. People love those movies. I will say that I only have like the top 10 or so. But Love Actually is not. I can't believe it. That's the one. So,
what are these? I just finished.
Oh, these are the favorite Christmas movies of all time.
Have you said any of them yet?
Yeah, we said so. A tie for first place for Christmas Story and A Wonderful Life.
Okay.
A tie for third, fourth, and I guess this is a third and fourth place, Home Alone and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Mm. Each got about 7% of the vote.
How about Die Hard?
Hooman, real quick, so people can stop calling. Who won?
Megan won.
Oh, Megan. She got $250 to spend at the Westfield San Francisco Center.
That's congratulations.
She told me really she's nice. Spending it on her boyfriend.
Oh don't do it.
So 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th tie for, you know, all.
Is Die
all
Hard
things.
On there?
Die Hard's not in the top.
I love Die Hard.
11 or 12 that I have here. So Elf.
Oh, that's a good one.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I guess the original one. Miracle on 34th Street and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Those all tied for, because TV specials were included in this. So those each got 5% of the vote.
How about Bad Santa?
No, it's not here. 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th place. It's a tie, so they're, you know, these are all 9th place. Charlie Brown Christmas, which I do love that one.
Mm.
You know, the little tree.
The branch.
Little cruddy tree, right? A Christmas Carol, although they don't say, like, which Christmas. You know, there's been a million versions of, like, isn't there one Scrooged? And
Scrooged is my favorite.
It's a good one. Well, it's at least funny.
Yeah.
Like the Christmas Carol tale, you know, you've seen it. I've seen, that's another one that I'm just like, if I never see that story again.
Come on.
Nightmare Before Christmas and The Polar Express, which all got about 4%.
All right. All solid.
Yeah.
Good choices.
They're good ones. Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
I love Julia Roberts.
Me too.
I think she's absolutely great. There was a newspaper in upstate New York that did a feature on her. And it's, you know, they've got a big headline and a picture of Julia Roberts. And I guess she's got a new show on Amazon called Homecoming.
Oh, she does. Right. I've been seeing the ads.
Yeah. So this was a, and she's got another one called Ben Is Back. It's a movie called Ben Is Back. It's that same kid from Manchester by the Sea, the one kid that's getting all the work now.
Right.
So here's the headline. Can you read that to me? There's the headline for the Julia Roberts piece in a place in upstate New York.
Julia Roberts finds life and her holes get better with age. That's nice.
Yeah, it's...
Properly applied lotion can make wrinkles clear up a little bit as you age, I'm imagining.
Oh, you think it's the pores they're talking about? Her holes are getting better with age?
No, I think you can apply lotion there, too.
No.
I think that...
Yeah, so it was a misprint, as you might imagine. And her rolls get better with age is what they, you know, they weren't making a commentary on her holes getting any better with age. They did put a correction, and a headline on page D4 in Saturday's Post Journal should have read, Julia Roberts finds life and her rolls get better with age. They didn't put the holes part in there again, which I think that's a missed opportunity.
She looks great, though.
She does look great.
What is that, like a shark tooth necklace or something that she's wearing?
See her necklace.
What is that?
Weird. Can't quite make it out. Is it a butterfly, perhaps?
Okay.
I
hope so.
Don't know. It does, or maybe the continent of Africa and also Chile? I don't know.
Still stunning, though.
Yeah, she is. But her holes are getting better with age, which is, you know, great news for all of us, really. It's nice to know.
Well, don't they?
Yes. Right. I mean, Right, Easy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've found.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my pores are getting better with age. All the holes on my face. So the Fire Festival.
Oh.
This was a disaster from a couple years back now. People are in trouble for this. Like,
did that guy go to prison?
I think he did go to prison.
I bet he did.
Billy McFarland. Mm. Well, he pled guilty to wire fraud charges.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago. I don't see a sentence here or anything. He was the promoter of the failed Fire Festival in the Bahamas.
And then who?
Ja Rule.
Ja Rule. Yeah. I don't think Ja Rule got into any trouble.
Oh. I'm sure they're both in trouble.
Well, they've both been sued.
But I don't think either of them did time.
Fire Festival creators Billy McFarland and Ja Rule were slapped with numerous lawsuits totaling more than $100 million. Oh, 6 years in prison.
Oh.
McFarland got... because basically people did pay for this and then he just took the money and bought some, like, you know, refugee tents.
Mm-hmm.
So Hulu had said a while ago that they were going to do some kind of series on the Fire Festival, but it looks like maybe Netflix is beaten to the punch because on January 18th, there is a documentary called Fire that is going to be debuting. Here's a little bit of the trailer, Vinny. Expectation. So the Fire Festival documentary.
Oh, it looks so good.
I know it does. It was sold as, like, you know, this luxury, high-end. It cost $1 zillion to go to this thing on a private island in the Bahamas. It was a complete catastrophe.
You know, more than ever right now, people are going to love to watch Silver Spoons suffer.
They really do seem... There seems to be... a lot of love for that. I bet they got a hit on their hands as they were getting fed. What was that? Lettuce and a tomato?
Yeah.
Was there even
piece
meat?
Of bread.
Two pieces of bread and a slice of cheese.
Yikes.
Not good. So anyway, the trailer is out there and it's really, you know, unfortunately, it's really just a series of images.
First, it's just what they were being sold, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh. And this was supposed to be the highest end, the Gucci of festival shows.
They were promised, let's see, a luxury music festival on a private island in the Bahamas, unsanitary festival ground conditions, no opulent amenities that were promised with the ticket price. They were saying that the food, they wanted guests to party like rock stars. But then there's clips of tents and prepackaged sandwiches instead of the villas and gourmet meals that the guests came expecting. So the disaster unfolds January 18th on Netflix. It's just called Fire, F-Y-R-E.
I would be curious, because we do work with people who put on events. We have friends that put on events. Dan puts, what is that, on board? So we know a lot of people who do this type of stuff. I wonder if this guy had any experience at all.
Or who he was working with to put it together.
Or just had the idea, which I could see someone wanted. I mean, clearly people wanted to spend bank and have a luxury experience. But if you don't know how to put that together.
Right. Well, I mean, and the first thing that you have to do is actually, I mean, were there even any artists playing at this thing? Didn't they say
they had, wasn't Blink-182 one of the big artists and they backed out?
That sounds familiar, yeah.
Yeah, and I think there was like a whole list of people who had like sort of promised to be there, and then as the thing fell apart, because they weren't getting their upfront money, like there's a certain amount that with contracts, etc. So maybe they did intend to put on a decent thing and were not, and this Billy McFarland guy was just like, oh, thanks for the payment, great, ching, another one, okay, well, then to Mexico. Who is Jacquees? Am I saying his name right?
I think so.
Jacquees. Jacquees.
Never heard of him?
Yeah, no. It's a him.
Okay.
It is a him. Well, he has just crowned himself the king of R&B.
Oh, all right.
And he sparked quite an online debate because not only were a lot of people like, who now is this? He's a 24-year-old singer.
They call him a singer-songwriter from Georgia.
Yeah. But I guess that it's... So here's his announcement.
Do you want that or some of his music?
Oh, yeah. Give me a little of his music and we'll decide. Let's see if he's... Well...
How's that any worse than any of the other stuff you guys like?
It's
I don't think it's bad. I like it.
Yo, oh. Who's the other guy? Keith Sweat? Is that guy?
Oh,
is that a
play
guy?
Some of that.
I mean,
Keith Sweat.
Is that any different?
That's really old school.
What about who's the guy you like?
Who? John Legend?
Who likes the number one on people?
R. Kelly.
Who's that guy? How's that any different from that guy?
Yeah. Boo.
Well, I think it's worse than the, yeah, the boo 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 hootie. Yeah, that guy's way better than this guy.
I can't believe you pulled Keith Sweat. That's like OG.
I told you what my missus listens to.
This is some Keith Sweat right here.
Oh boy, I'm getting in the mood.
I swear, I'm jumping out of the car right now.
Ryan.
You like this, Bryn?
It's my jam right here.
What's it called, Bryn?
This is called Twisted.
Sing it.
Yeah.
I don't remember the words.
Yeah, you do.
But you don't you like I do. You know who knows all the words to these songs?
You!
Yeah, that's true. But so Rudy and I are the same age.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So he just starts singing and I start singing along and then Hooman goes, "What are you guys singing?" And I'm like, "Whatever band it is," and Hooman goes, "Oh, you guys are so young."
So young.
Hooman.
How do we all get so old, Hooman?
I don't know, man. When I hang out with those two guys, like, the conversation is so different than what I had planned in my mind.
Oh, you plan out the conversation?
Well, I have some ideas of what we're going to talk about, but they'll start talking about Pokemon or something.
Oh. We don't talk about Pokemon.
Why not?
I think last week we were watching Rama, and he was singing 98 Degrees, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
I knew all the words to that, too.
Of course you did. 98 Degrees, I mean, they were big. Well, anyway, this Jacquees guy has crowned himself the king of R&B at age 24 with, I guess people have heard of him. Just because I haven't doesn't mean anything.
I'm willing to let Bryn decide.
I don't know him. So, and I think my R&B idols are.
Is he at the level of Beyonce or Rihanna?
You just heard him. What do you think?
Because I would say, like, couldn't Beyonce be the king?
Stevie Wonder or Prince or Michael Jackson? All right, let's get into
that. I want to hear him make this announcement.
Right.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
What?
Jacquees.
Man, you don't start talking about pimples.
I know I got a pimple on my chin. I'm gonna bust that bitch later.
Get that out of the
way. I didn't know pimples are female.
I don't have.
Oh no, they are. They're a bitch, man.
No idea.
Yeah. I should. You know, R&B is supposed to bring about like the bearskin rug and the fireplace.
Yeah. No, not the pimple popping in the fire.
Yuck,
light.
Dude.
Yeah.
So there's a couple R&B singers who respond to his video with videos as well. They're all over the internet.
This guy,
his name is Jay Holiday.
Okay. Right, so is he a known quantity?
He's pretty well known.
Here's
his response.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Are you the valet?
The first one, the guy talks about his pimples.
Don't you stop and start over.
I feel that you do.
You gotta stop.
I don't want to do the one where the bitch just asked if I was a valet.
What else does he say?
So he just says the top three.
No, let's hear.
Who was the first one?
He's
the 20 million. That's Michael Jackson. Let's hear the second one.
The second one. Where am I at right now? The second one's from Chicago. He doesn't.
That's R. Kelly.
That's Babyface. Okay. Tappahannee.
He doesn't say the name.
It's like code words. You're supposed to know this stuff.
I guess you would know if you cared who the king of R&B was.
Yeah. Tappahannock.
And then here's another guy. His name is Eric Bellinger, and his response is here. And then he pans over, and there's Usher laughing. So I guess they've been watching the videos, and they're just cracking up, saying that you got to put more time in because their videos are
Usher could be, right?
Sure.
Right, he's right up there.
Certainly more than this guy.
Oh, I know, it's Kanye. Kanye's from Chicago and from Tappahannock.
No. He's an R&B guy, though?
He's
like a hip-hop guy.
R. Kelly's from Chicago, right?
Yeah, but so is Babyface.
Oh, it could be Babyface.
And so is Common. Could it be Common?
No, it's not Common.
He's a rapper. I think.
Could it be Jennifer Hudson?
Yes, it could be Jennifer
Hudson. Someone says Chris Brown is from Tappahannock.
Yeah,
is that what you say?
So it is Chris Brown.
Is he considered an R&B guy?
Yeah.
I guess he does sing, right?
Yeah.
And those moves. Woo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I'm out of time. I guess we'll hear...
Oh, we want to hear the other ones!
Are you going?
Oh, my God. You got to start over when you're doing a video.
I'm going to bust this bitch later.
You, then can you get my car? You got to go, hold on, I got to start over. Right?
Yes.
Can you stop talking to your phone and go get my car, please? Valet.
And that, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to.
You still got pimples. You're a kid.
Take a break. What's coming up,
Vinny? I have no idea.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up at 8 o'clock. We have a major announcement. It's really cool. And a little giveaway that goes along with us. Make sure you're here at 8 o'clock. Find out all the information.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. Shop for the musician on your holiday list, in-store, or at bananas.com.
Bananas.
Alan is the best. He's the owner over there at Bananas, but all the people that work with him are great.
Yep.
You can go there and get set up for the holidays.
Yeah.
Or anytime.
He's coming in later this week to bring the carolers in.
Oh, good.
Oh, good.
That's some carolers.
Sir Francis Drake carolers.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
Get us in the Christmas spirit.
Yep.
Bananas.com. Here's what's happening.
All right.
I guess we've got... it was there when we when I drove in this morning, the dense fog.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it continues to be an issue, but some places the visibility is as low as 6 feet. So
it is just soupy out there.
Yeah, it is.
Yuzi was freaking out coming in this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just kept driving and driving and driving?
Well, I was when I was having trouble, I'd get behind another car and just follow them.
Hook
and
on.
Try to keep up with them.
Right.
They say probably all week.
Yeah, that's what I saw this morning on the thing you handed me. It's just, you know. But it's going to linger, too, they're saying. Probably go all the way through the commute and not break up until, a little, you know, probably before noon.
Yeah,
but
right.
And then be sunny.
All right.
I know. Yikes. Soupy.
Here is who we're most likely to have a sex dream about.
Oh, all right.
So as you walk through your day...
Beware.
Often, these are people who you come across in one way or another. Teacher or professor makes the list.
Oh.
At number 8. Your best friend.
Oh. Really?
Huh?
I don't think I've ever had a sex dream about my best friend.
Oh, really? Marianne's never made your...
No.
Your fantasies?
No.
Because you just get her for real.
No.
When she's not looking.
Please.
She's had too many drinks.
That girl's trying to get me when she's had too many drinks.
Is that right?
Yeah. I opened that door. I'm trying. Been trying to close it for years. We are not happening, Marianne.
Oh wow,
yeah.
That is unbelievable.
She just wants to make out all the time.
What? Sex dreams at number 6 is attractive strangers.
Oh,
so just someone you pass by and go, whoa.
I'll be dreaming about you later tonight.
A celebrity.
Yeah, I have quite a few celebrity sex dreams.
Let's hear it.
Well, Jamie Lannister has been one of them several times.
He has?
Yeah.
Well.
What's his name? Nikolai Coster-Waldau.
Does
something.
He have the gold hand, or is this before the hand?
I think you've asked me this a few times. No, he's got all his hands.
All right.
But Daniel Craig recently made a debut into my dream, and I have no thoughts on him in real life. And there he was, and I was like, I had to tell
he's
John.
He's awesome. He's a good... What do you mean you had to tell John?
In the dream. I was like, I'm with this guy now, so...
Oh, you broke up with John to be with 007.
And then I realized, you know, a lot of times this happens too. Like, I'll be banging someone in a dream. And I'm like, oh, crap, I'm married. Like, I realize, oh, dude, no, what am I doing? Why am I doing this?
And then you finish?
I don't know. I think it upsets
you don't
the dream.
Stop.
You know?
I mean, you're already there.
I usually stop. Crap, I'm married.
The eight most common sex dreams. Teacher, professor, your best friend, an attractive stranger, a celebrity.
What celebrities have you ever had?
I don't really. So I've had plenty of women that I see as a celebrity where I'm like, oh, she's checks all the boxes,
right,
or
but
whatever.
Never woken up.
But I don't
from a dream
have
where
a lot of dreams in mm-hmm. general. I don't have a lot of dreams where I wake up and I'm all, whoa, was I just with? Mm. I don't. And there's not a lot of celebrities. Like when I was a youngster, there were a lot more celebrity women,
like Wonder Woman.
That's like there were quite a few. The Charlie's Jacqueline Smith was a big one for me.
God, I loved her.
I loved her. I loved Farrah Fawcett though too. Mm. Poor Kate Jackson.
You know, Sabrina.
There must have been people who were into her.
Really?
Yeah. Didn't she go on to have a whole other show like where she was Mrs.
Scarecrow and Mrs. King?
Oh yeah.
Was that someone else? Was that
no,
her?
No, that was her. Yeah, you're
so
right.
She went on to have another show, so clearly somebody liked her.
A coworker comes in at number four.
That's what I would have said.
It's a little disturbing too. I've had coworker dreams, and
but that's
it's,
because you're in.
We're yeah. so close
that they just they force themselves on you in your dreams.
Yeah.
You're like,
dang yeah, it. Get out of here! I'm gonna see you all day,
Michael Martin. What are you doing here?
Oh, did you have sex with Michael Martin in a dream?
A random friend, an ex, comes in at number two.
Yeah.
And your current partner is on the list of sex dreams.
Yeah.
That's always nice. I feel like, oh, good, I'm doing it with the guy I'm married to.
Right.
Whew. Phew. Or I'll be like, get out of here, man. This is dream world.
I'm with you every day.
Go call Jamie Lannister for me. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? He's got to call him for you?
Well, it's a dream.
You're just going to lay there and wait?
Yeah.
All right.
If that's an option, you know.
Top 10 cities to celebrate New Year's. That's right. Even though Christmas is 2 weeks away, people are already making their New Year's plans.
Of course, you've got to do it. Does anyone here have... I don't have any plans for New Year's.
No, I don't.
Nope.
No.
Whom and
I, no,
I
don't.
Oh, come
I really
on.
Don't.
You
oh,
have? That's
on.
Ridiculous.
I mean, there are things...
The
I,
whole point to not having anything is so that you can do those things.
You know, I'm just trying to get through... Obviously, we work for the next couple weeks, and then Christmas, and then I'll see what is left over for New Year's.
I see.
Wow.
Bryn has plans for New Year's.
It's tough because
something big coming up.
Between things.
Well, no, there's a wedding that's going on, and it's the best day of the year, right? New Year's Eve. Hooman.
Oh, it's on New Year's Eve.
And I don't think Anita can make it, so I have to talk to that person about it. Maybe I'm telling them right now.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you don't think you can go?
Yeah,
why?
It's far away. And
how
then,
far?
Livermore?
That's not that far.
That's so far.
Well,
oh my
away.
God. That's...
You know, I mean, for the baby and then the babysitting and then leaving my wife on New Year's Eve and all that stuff.
Is that you're okay? Going to leave your wife?
That's what I'm saying.
Is that okay?
That's the whole
I'm
issue.
Okay with it.
Well, of course you're okay with it, Hooman.
Hooman's like, I'll drive us to Livermore. No problem.
Well, maybe Hooman can be my date.
Well, there you go.
So what's the party in Livermore?
It's a wedding.
Oh, it's that New Year. Oh my God!
Let's
do it.
Me and you.
Oh man, I gotta tell Anita now.
You can't leave Anita on New Year's Eve.
Yeah,
that's just
rude. The whole thing.
It's not.
That's the whole.
It is.
That's
rude.
The whole debate.
If
right
I
now.
Can see this clearly, then there's no way.
Annie, do you hear this? It's Annie's wedding. Congratulations.
Annie's wedding.
Yes, congratulations.
Anyhow.
Oh, it's a friend of mine.
Oh,
I'm not sure my Annie from the Bake Club.
Yeah, no, I'm like, how do we not know about this?
Why are we not invited?
Yeah, what's
You're
going
invited.
On? All right. Anyway, the top cities to celebrate New Year's. New York continues to be number one. LA, Atlanta, San Diego, and Vegas are your top five.
Vegas.
San Francisco comes in at number 10.
It's not bad. There's a lot of cities. You know, we're in the top 10. Mm-hmm.
Top 10 at 10. That's losing.
I'll tell you something.
That's not winning.
You couldn't pay me to go to New York City on New Year's
me
Eve.
Me either.
That looks like an absolute nightmare.
I'd go to New York. I just wouldn't go to Times Square.
Right. Mm. Okay.
I'd be eating pizza in some corner, you know, pizzeria or something.
As long as I'm already in there and don't have to commute in. God.
Oh my God.
I just want to be there and situated before the whole thing starts. Mm-hmm. God, it looks like a nightmare. They say there's no bathrooms.
Right.
What's the place? I think it's Vince's Pizzeria in Huntington.
Oh. Is that where you're going to go?
Well, sure. Why not?
Is Boston on the list by any chance?
Boston is not on the top 10 list.
Do you let your little girl stay up till midnight?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't. Well, I mean, this will be the first year that she's sort of
aware.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. But no. Oh. Mm-mm.
I remember being really little. My parents would wake us up at midnight and be like, it's the new year.
Oh, really?
To, yeah, had to go back to sleep.
Now go back to bed.
Yeah.
Now that you're awake, go back.
Were they all ripped, like, you know?
Probably. Yeah. You know. Saw my parents ripped a few times.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah.
I'm sure your kids have seen you ripped, too.
No, God, no.
You go hard. Come on.
I know.
Who are you kidding?
Well, they're grown up now, so I don't even try to hide it.
Speaking of,
it's my house. Go in your room that I pay for.
Oh,
you've been in there for 20 hours. Make it 21.
Yeah, get back in there.
I need to see you all day.
Mom's having fun.
Shut the curtains, too.
On the list of, I was just talking about pizza, because to me, New York, automatically, I think pizza.
Oh, God.
Here's the latest in weird pizza toppings, as a restaurant in Toronto just created a pizza that uses bacon and pancakes as a topping.
Oh.
It's a giant slice of pizza and has little pancakes on top of it, like pepperonis, I guess.
Oh.
Each pancake has a little pat of butter and syrup on it, too.
Sarah?
Do you want that?
I don't really want that. I'm just going to... I like plain pizza with salt. That's what I like. I don't want all kinds of crap
on
my pizza. I mean, I'll have it. I'll try it. If you put it in front of me,
we know he'll try it. Brent.
Yeah, Brent will try anything.
You don't know that.
You're a good little eater. You should be proud of that. You're not afraid to try anything.
What are you talking about?
What?
The guy's limping around with gout just an hour ago.
Oh, no, he came and walked.
Don't encourage him to try every single thing.
That wasn't good gout.
What was it?
I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
His gout has gout.
You're not gouty right now?
Are you gouty?
Oh, he's a little bit gouty.
He is.
Oh,
modern. Achy. Oh, that's too bad.
How about going vegetarian today?
How about laying off the meat?
Every day.
Brand, you there? Did we lose him?
I'm not here.
According to a new study, all of the technology we have is actually saving us 2 full weeks a year.
In what way?
Well, for example, when you online bank, you save yourself a trip to the bank.
That is
great.
I love walking
not
the
sitting bank. In line waiting for a teller.
Because
when's the last time you did that?
It's been a long time since I went into a bank. I love not going into the bank.
I love my bank. I go in there all the time.
How about electric vehicles? I love not going to the gas station ever.
No, not on the list. No. But that is pretty good.
Yeah, it's great.
What technology else is on the list besides bank?
Yuzette was laughing her ass off the other day when we walked in. Well, she forgot her key card, so she went in with me through the garage. And I plug in my car. She goes, I'm like, what are you laughing at? She goes, you plug in your car. This is so dumb.
It just seems so silly. As I'm watching, I'm like, what's he doing? He takes out his cord, walks over. And I'm just like, oh, my God, that is hilarious.
Why?
Well, it's great. It's like getting free juice when you charge it here.
Well, I just feel like it's so funny to me. Interesting funny.
Yeah, that's great, though. No, I mean, just plug it in.
Modern technology saves us 2 weeks a year or... Wait a minute, they had some weird... Or two full year... Let's see. Or 2.5 years in your lifetime.
Oh.
Modern technology, like email.
Oh, sure. Oh, right. Yeah. Not having to write down things, mail them, and go to the post office for stamps.
You know, I just thought of this. So I gave a couple passes to Winterland to our neighbors.
Yeah.
And she brought her two little kids.
Oh, that's nice. Oh.
And Rex, what's up, Rex, came by and handed me an envelope last night. You know when someone rings the doorbell, you're like, what?
Yeah. Yes.
Is that all about?
Oh, God. No, what?
And the missus checks.
The whole house freezes. Like,
checks the Google Home Hub and goes, oh, I think that's Rexy from across the street. I'm like, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? I go and he hands me a handwritten thank you note.
Aww.
That's very sweet. I think that means a lot.
It's
I love
awesome.
A handwritten thing.
He said, me and my sister had so much fun. Michael Franti gave us a guitar pick.
Oh.
And then we were in the front row for One Republic.
Oh.
And what's the guy's, what's the singer's name?
Ryan Tedder.
He wrote, I don't know how he knew the guy's name. Maybe the kids know that guy. He goes, Ryan Tedder also gave me a pick.
Wow.
And I was like, wow, they made out like bandits. Good for them.
That's great.
Good concert.
Wrote you a nice little note.
But he hand-wrote it.
Sweet.
How's that?
It's great. Well, his mom's doing a good job.
Yes, you're right. Online shopping, Sarah.
Oh my God. I swear to God, the more I think about this list you're doing, I bet you I save way more than two weeks a year.
Modern technology saving us tons of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gotten so spoiled.
Oh.
Man, if things don't work immediately, you're like, well, this thing's broken.
Right, this sucks.
What's going
really
on
true.
Here?
Oh God, we're such spoiled bitches.
Well, you know what I've learned through making huge mistakes is when something's not working right away, I'm
don't
like,
throw it on the floor.
Well, that too, but also don't delete everything in an effort to start over, because sometimes it's just a momentary hiccup.
Yeah.
And then you find out you have to re-enter everything into Mint because you just, you know, deleted it all for no. I've done that. Yeah, sure.
Oh,
not
boy.
Recently, but I'm saying
that's
I've learned a pain the hard
in the ass
yeah.
I'm not up to.
You're right.
Yeah.
This thing's not working.
What the?
Cell phones.
Mm.
Of course. Imagine how many times you've saved yourself trouble with your GPS, too.
Oh my God, I know.
You,
not having
phone,
to sit on the phone
Google
and get
Maps.
Directions from someone.
The TV remote, laptop, self checkout, frozen meals, and GPS itself comes in at number 10. But all the technology is saving us 2 weeks a year or 2.5 years.
I think those are conservative
in our
estimates.
Lifetime.
It's great. Great. I like it.
And you and your Amazon, that means you're not leaving
God.
The house a lot.
I never leave the house.
Oh, you know what I meant to tell you guys?
Hmm.
All right, a great friend of the show, George. Is a UPS driver.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we were bitching on air about how so many packages are delivered now and they just get dropped at the front door. And we never even get any kind of notice. You go to open your door and trip over three packages over the course of a day. He said, I don't ring the doorbell because I've had too many times where I've woken someone up from a nap or woken up a sleeping baby or made the dog bark and then the baby or person trying to sleep. He's all, that's why I do it. Mm. I just drop stuff off because I don't want to wake anybody up.
Right.
And I was like,
it makes sense.
That's legit.
It's not like the mailman rings your doorbell.
Yeah.
Hey, your mail's here.
Right. So
the stuff
it's
off.
Legit. If they don't want a signature, why would they wake you up?
Right.
Or potentially.
Well, and there are little methods now with the Nest doorbell, right? Can't they coordinate? Isn't there a lock pad that a UPS driver can use to drop off an Amazon package?
We've reported that before. I don't know if that's... I know that there's notifications for UPS, so that's super cool.
Yeah.
You know, it just...
Your thing's there.
Your phone. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Packages on the front porch.
Our text numbers. Make those noises into
800-400-3697.
They translate perfectly to the phone number that you need to text. Tappahannock, Virginia is Chris Brown, says 408.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you go. Chris Brown.
He's the king of R&B,
Jackie's,
though.
He's one of the three. Hey, you a valet?
Jacquees.
No, I'm not a valet. In a Gucci jacket? I don't think so.
The weird thing about the three is the Three Kings is a legitimate blues guitar. There are the three kings. Oh. Freddie King, B.B. King, and there's one other king. What's the
L
other?
King.
No. What's wrong with you? Guitar gods?
Just
blues.
Pulled out another king.
In terms of Freddie success King. And more hits, Drake is way bigger than Chris Brown.
Is he an R&B singer? No.
Who?
According to
Drake.
Who?
Drake's
like a hip hop dude. That's
he's like a cross,
not Drake.
He's a hybrid between
no,
he
isn't.
Rap and
Chris
R&B.
Brown loser.
No, I'm not the valet.
Oh my God, that is
who is that guy again? What's his name?
His name is Jay Holiday.
Jay Holiday.
That is embarrassing, Jay.
Funny
are
as
you
no.
valet?
Are you valet? No, I'm not valet.
Not with a Gucci jacket,
bitch.
Gonna pop that bitch.
I'm gonna bust that bitch later. Oh, you had to hear the 7 o'clock trash to get any of this.
Go on.
Anyone say anything about the Chicago one? We're all debating who the Chicago one is.
I don't see it. Nope.
It's
someone said, "Yeah, Bryn." 831 did. Yeah, Bryn. Yeah, any '90s comes on and it's my jam. Crazy how that stuff stays in your head forever.
I agree. If I hear a Pearl Jam song, I'm like, yeah, this is my jam.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't play Pearl Jam enough, but man, when it comes on, I'm like, oh, I love Pearl Jam.
Yeah. The other day, Sean was booming Even Flow from his room. I'm like,
get out of here.
I was like, that sounds so good.
He listens to Pearl Jam now?
Oh my God, he loves Pearl Jam. Nirvana, Pearl Jam. He's my son, thank God, has turned into a rock guy.
Oh, like that thank
Skrillex
God.
Skrillex crap is out the window.
Really? Is?
Oh yeah. Thank God.
Wow.
I was really worried for a while. You know, you got to support your kids. That's great. Yeah, the computer music. I love it.
How old is Bryn? I'm 42 and love Keith S. Says 408.
I'm 35. R&B, Chicago.
You're 35?
R. Kelly.
Oh, R. Kelly.
I told you guys it was. If I know it's R. Kelly.
Yeah. He did say R. Kelly right away.
He did, yeah.
Did you hear him?
He's 35.
Yeah, I was 26. 26 when I met you.
We've only known you for 9 years. Feels longer.
Yeah.
I've known you guys since I was 24.
Yeah, but yeah, you're gray haired really and 44 now.
Oh, dusty.
Yeah, we've known you 20 years.
We're not
praising him. We're not praising him. We just said, I can't believe we've only known you for 9 years. But
Bryn's not gray, and even with gout, he could still kick the doorway, the right. top of the doorway.
You got a bad back.
Like he can do it anyway.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.